listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. A man is due in court today charged with 40 offences following a series of property crimes across the Mackay area. It's alleged the man was behind the wheel of a stolen car which crashed near a bus stop in North Mackay on Wednesday before fleeing and stealing another vehicle. On Friday, he's accused of breaking into a property at Habana, damaging a door and window with a chainsaw and armed with an axe and knife, threatening an elderly man before punching him. Police continue to ask for information and vision of the incidents. There's a high chance of a tropical cyclone developing off the coast of Mackay later this week, but at this stage it isn't expected to have a direct impact on our coast or make landfall. The Bureau of Meteorology says there's considerable risk it may be close to the Mackay coast by Thursday, but current modelling shows it moving away from the mainland. Mike Drugal-Muller from Oz Cyclone Chasers says we should be spared the worst.
Definitely one forming. Now, just thinking at the moment, it is expected to move west towards the coast. But by the time it gets to within about, 800, 1,000 k's of our coast, it's expected to hit a brick wall. That brick wall is going to send it south and then eventually southeast and then off towards our friends in New Zealand.
And there's just one more day until nervous mortgage holders find out if they're in for another rate hike. The Reserve Bank will hold its first meeting of the year tomorrow, with economists tipping a 25 basis point rise. Shadow Finance Minister Angus Taylor has today urged the government to reduce its spending in order to ease the cost of living on us.
I hear about it in my own electorate. Double income families struggling to make ends meet, having to put in extra hours of work at exactly the time when they're supposed to be picking up the kids. This is tough. These are the real issues.
Checking sport now. They may not have come away with the win, but the consensus is the Mackay Mavericks put up one strong fight, playing against the Townsville Cyclones in their first ever Gridiron Reef Bowl. Mackay led by halftime before the Northerners surged ahead for a 41-21 win.